Welcome back to the News at One, and we start in the US this afternoon. It's only hours since President Donald J. Trump delivered the longest ever presidential speech to Congress. In it, he defended his stance on tariffs, and he talked about bringing a golden age back to America. And there's been much reaction to what he said in his address. The New York Times says Trump is doubling down on his agenda, while the Washington Post says Wall Street worries tariffs could wreck the US economy. Well, White House reporter with The Hill, Niles Stanage, joins us from Washington this afternoon with the latest reaction to Trump's 100-minute speech. Niall, before we get the reaction, what did you make of it? What were the standouts for you?
I think the two standouts in terms of news were tariffs and Ukraine. Those were the big issues going into the speech. Trump defended his new tariffs and his tariff approach generally, but in a passage of the speech I found rather meandering. He was giving a number of different excuses or rationales for tariffs and said that the United States would be okay with, quote, a little disturbance. I'm not sure how widely shared that sentiment is.
Well, he mentioned that little disturbance, and he was saying, you know, tariffs aren't just about protecting American jobs, but they're about protecting the soul of the United States and making America rich again. But it very much seems now as if tariffs are very much part, a central part of his economic vision. It's just not a negotiating tactic anymore, is it?
That's right. I mean, the suggestion at one stage was that the tariffs were being used as a bargaining chip. That becomes, I think, less plausible when the tariffs go into effect, as we saw yesterday. In fairness, his Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has suggested there might be some compromise as early as today, but it is nonetheless the fact that these tariffs are having real-world effects now.
And you were saying that he mentioned the word disruption and acknowledged that there may be a disruption internally in the United States. He also spoke about trying to keep the price of eggs down during the speech. Does that signal that there's some kind of pushback now from the American population?
I think what it signaled is that Trump, during the election campaign, had said that he would take action to bring inflation down from day one. That hasn't happened. Now, the price of eggs is particularly elevated right now because of avian bird flu, and there have been front page stories in some newspapers about how expensive eggs have got, $12 for a dozen eggs in some parts of New York. But I think Trump was trying to pin the blame on former President Biden for that in his speech, and therefore alleviate the pressure on him on inflation more generally.
So what has the reaction generally been about tariffs today? I said earlier the Wall Street Journal mentions a concern in terms of Wall Street and the economy.
Yeah, tariffs are an interesting issue because they don't break entirely along partisan lines, which so many issues here in the US do. There are more traditional free trade conservatives, of which the Wall Street Journal editorial page would be a big voice, who are very concerned about tariffs because they just think of them as both inflationary and a bad thing for the economy writ large. Having said that, I wouldn't overestimate the amount of Republican opposition to Trump. He holds that party very firmly in his grasp.
Ukraine was mentioned during the speech as well. Is there a feeling now that the Ukraine issue is moving in some kind of coherent direction?
Some people are saying that. I tend to think that is overstated, but he did soften his tone slightly with Volodymyr Zelensky after the very fractious meeting that we saw last week in the Oval Office. He described the social media post that Zelensky had made yesterday as significant, as important. That was one in which Zelensky had said that that meeting was regrettable and had said that he was open to signing this mineral rights deal that the Trump administration has been seeking recently.
Immigration, he touched on it in his speech. What did he say?
He said that, he defended his new approach to immigration, which has created far fewer unauthorized border crossings. He talked about it being the largest, most sweeping border and immigration crackdown in American history. And he also noted that those who had said that there was a need for new legislation to reduce unauthorized migration appeared to have been proven wrong. He said it turned out all we really needed was a new president.
And that sweeping immigration crackdown that he mentioned, what way will it be greeted by the Irish-American community?
The Irish American community's political clout is often vastly overrated in Irish media, in my view. Certainly, the activists in the Irish American community might object to that, but they've very little power on that issue compared to, say, Mexican American advocates or advocates from Latin America generally.
Finally, Niall, last night Trump hurled at a golden age. He said America is back. Where do you see America being at the moment?
Deeply divided. I think a lot of people of a more liberal disposition are genuinely concerned about the actual future of American democracy. That does not deny the fact that there are an enormous number of people who are very loyal supporters of Mr. Trump and like what he has done so far.
Niall Stanage, thanks for joining us this afternoon.